Okay. First, I'd like to comment about the Masechta Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom begins a totally different part of the Masechta. It talks about the shailas that have to do with wine and with Yayin Nesach. And as I mentioned in the past, the Masechta is broken into parts. Daf Lamed to Daf Mem, I mentioned, are the halachas of Bishalakum and all the other Isurim of Gayisha foods. And from Mem to Nunhei was the halachas that has to do with the Guf Avodah Zarah. From Nunhei and on has to do with Yayin Nesach and wine. Next week, I hope to have come here. There's a fellow by Essen Kail, very much Ishmaisa, and he built a small gas with a tapuach, with a bar, the whole thing. It's very hard to understand what exactly the wine press is and when it gets a din of wine, all these halachas. So this fellow actually gives a class in yeshiva. And he built himself this gas and this the whole contraption, and he actually made wine. He sent me from Mishlach Manis. They squeezed the grapes about 5 months ago, and you have to let it ferment, and then they bottled it. And he went through the whole thing. And I asked him to come next week. And Yitz Hashem will set up, and I think it'll be something memorable to see the order of the wine. Will not be ready next week, actually. I'm sorry. But maybe you have some grape juice if you want. At any rate, so Mitzvah Hashem, I hope to do that next week. It's a short amid, so it works out well. You'll notice that when we start talking about wine and on, you look at the blot, the gigantic Tysusin. Tysus was in the wine business. The Bali Tysus in France were in the wine business, and you have more halacha l'maisa in the Tysusin in Yayin Nesach than anywhere else. And much shorter blot than the rest of the Masechta. You'll see consistently they have all gigantic types of one blot after another, because I could talk to a Reisman about cake. You talk to the Baal Tosfos about this. Anyway, so this is Yitz Hashem. Hopefully next Thursday night, I'll ask him to. I've asked him to come and help set up and do it here. The wine tasting will have to wait till it ferments, okay? what I want to talk about is the bottom Mishnah, and there's a Rashi here, a B'kivegat says in Su'in, the Kiddin HaShas, to look up a Magen Avraham. This is a major Shitas Rashi in Halacha L'maisa, and you could easily miss it. In the first parak, we had a lot of sugyas of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol in Misayaya. And I'll explain what the nidan here is. You all know there's a din lifnei iver l'seita michshol. You're not allowed to give somebody something with which you'll do an aveira. You can't give something treif to someone if you know chalila he'll eat it. That's lifnei iver l'seita michshol. Now lifnei iver is in a case what we call trei ivri denara. We can't do it without you. On two sides of a river, he said, pass it over the river. If he could do it without you, but you're giving it to him anyway, we call that Misayaya Yidei Ovri Aveira. It's not Lifnei Iver, it's not an Isidei Raisa. It's Misayaya. A person is helping the person do an Aveira, and that's an Isidei Rabbanim. One of the difficult shailas is if somebody has an appliance store, he's got appliances, and a Friday Yid comes in to buy a stove. What exactly is the heter to sell a Friday Yid a stove? You know he's going to use it on Shabbos. Well, he comes in and buys a computer. What heter do you have to sell a Friday Yid a computer? You're positive he's going to use it on Shabbos. It's difficult to answer the question. Well, what's the answer? What? Oh, you could buy it somewhere else. That takes off listening either. But what about Misayaya? Misayaya is even when you could buy it somewhere else. It's still Misayaya. It's an issue, which is an issue that seems to be somewhat problematic. So before I get to this Rashi, I want to tell you what it says. The Rabbi Kivega says to look up a Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham in Shemem Zayin says the following words. He says, Not allowed to lend. Somebody, yes, you lend me a pen. Lend me something that you do malacha with. If it's chashed to do it on Shabbos, it's aser. Im loy, sheyesh lit loy, sheyasa by malacha seter. Unless it could be taila, he'll use it during the week. Now, so that's a heter. The heter is, you assume he'll use it during the week. Now, if you sell a guy a computer, or a cell phone, or a stove, you're certain he's going to use it on Shabbos. There's no shy he's going to use it on Shabbos also. So the question is, what exactly is the heter? Now that's the neither. What? It's a difference if you get money or you don't get money. Maybe if you're lending it to him, he can't borrow it anywhere else. But if you're selling it to him, well, what, technically, why should that be mutter? Why is that a heter misayeh? If misayeh is also, so money doesn't make it mutter. Why not? Money doesn't make averis mutter. If someone gives you money for doing an aver, it doesn't make it into heter. You're aiding, you're giving him a tool with which he'll do a malacha. But I don't see what's the difference if he pays or he doesn't pay. I'm not sure why it should matter. Not sure why it should matter. I'll tell you what the sichsuch is about and what it has to do with our Rashi. The Magen Avraham talks about whether there's an issa misayeya only by Yidden or even by Goyim. And for that matter, Lahavdol, for a Yehudi mummer. The issa misayeya, is it across the board, aser? Or is it aser only for somebody who really is a firm person, but he has yetzer hara? Somebody who's mufker for these things. The question is, what's the din? Now, I really should give you the background. How do you know there's an issa misayeya? We all heard of it. Where does it come from? It doesn't say in Gemara an issa misayeya. So the answer is, it says, even a cut in Eichel Neveilois, Mitzvah Frishai. If you see someone doing an Aveira, you have to stop him. You're not with Neiver, you just see him doing it, you're supposed to stop him. If you're supposed to stop him, certainly you can't be Misayaya. So there's a Svara, the Shach holds this way, that if he's a Mummer, he's doing it anyway, he doesn't care, so then there's no, you don't have to give Techacha. You see a fry here driving on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah to give him techacha because it's mufkar etzlai. So memela, that would seem to be a heter. If it's someone who's a fry here, you can sell him a stove, you can sell him a computer. He does it anyway. The what? Can you give him directions? Well, if you give him directions, he'll drive less than if he blunges around. No, you make him drive less, not more, I think. No. What? How does the Tidik Shanishba work? It's a good question. I want to answer it when I explain. I'll tell you, this Shaila depends on our Rashi. The Magen Avraham here, Shtel Zavek, such an idea. They say, it's only by a firm person with the Yetzar. It doesn't apply to Goyim, it doesn't apply to Frayim. He says it, but then he says, Vavay Dezara, Daftun Hei, Mashma Me Rashi. Now, if you look at the bottom Rashi on the page, it's talking about squeezing wine from its grapes with a guy. And we're talking about a guy who's going to do it with the Shema Vaidazara. So Rashi says it should be Asaf Misayaya. Why is it Misayaya to help the guy? There's no Avera. For a guy to squeeze the grapes, the Shema Vaidazara, for whatever reason, Rashi says there's no Aveira. If it would be an Aveira, Rashi holds that it's Aser. If a guy would not be allowed to squeeze grapes, the Shema Vaidazara, then it would be Aser. Misayaya by a guy, Koshkin by a Frayi. This is the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Magen Avraham says, if it seems that the whole Shas, and all the Rashis and Tosfos and Shas, he has a Kasha, there's one Rashi, which is mashma, there's an issa misayeya by goyim koshke by Efrayim. This is the one place where he has a difficulty. He asked that on Davav, it's mashma faker. The Gemara there says, we don't sell animals to Goyim during the Chaga, because they'll use it for Avodah Zarah. But if they can buy it, if he has his own anyway, you're allowed to. There it's mashma, there's no meseyeya by a guy. But this Rashi is mashma faker. Based only on this Rashi, the Magen Avraham ends up being machmir.
That's if you're the only man in town.
Right, if he's the only man, the Gemara says it's aser. But if he's not the only one, it says it's mutter.
Yeah.
But so that's a proof that there's no misayaya by a guy. So you're allowed to sell a fryer person then.
Only because
he can get it anyway.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we can get it anyway. You sell computers. If you don't sell, it'll buy it somewhere else. So the question is if there's an iser of such a case, we can get it somewhere else. So this is the tumul. The tumul is this Ron Rashi. So there are a number of achrayim, the Ksav Sefer and the Netziv and the Binyan Tzion, G'dayle achrayim who answer this kasha and come away with a rule. Let me tell you their rule, and you'll see it answers the kasha. They say Ksav Sefer, the Binyan Tzion, the Netziv, the Misayaya is only aser. B'shas aveira. You're not allowed to give a guy or a fry yid, lahadul, a fry yid something at the time he's doing the aveira. In other words, he's about to write on Shabbos, he says, could I have a pen? None of us would give him a pen on Shabbos, he's about to do an aveira. B'shas aveira, it's also. If you're going to give him directions, it's going to cause him to drive. So then it's also. B'shas aveira, it's also. What?
You give him a cigarette, he likes it right away.
On Shabbos, okay. So if you do it at the time of the Aveira, it's mutter. If it's not B'shas Aveira, it's ahead of time, then there's no Misayaya ahead of time. You have to explain the Svara to it. But it answers the Stira. On Davav, we're talking about selling an animal to a guy. He's going to use it for a carbon later, for his Avodah Zarah. So that's mutter. What's our Rashi? Our Rashi is squeezing grapes b'shas aveira. When he's squeezing the grapes, if it's an aveira, it's also. Rashi says goy is lemitzovaka. So this is what these achrayim make a chilek is b'shas aveira, shaloi b'shas aveira. What should be the difference? What's a svara to be mechalek? B'shas aveira, shaloi b'shas aveira. What? Because there's no guarantee he'll do it. Although if you sell him a cell phone, you guarantee he'll use it on Shabbos. But remember, the whole thing comes from the Chi of Lafrishe Miyasir. I told you, there's no place in Shas that says Masayaya. It's all gebayt on the Chi of the Chazal said Lafrishe. That's how the Magen Avraham brings it. So the Tzuras HaAveira is at the time of the Aveira. If you have a store and you sell things, it's not B'shas Aveira. It's not at the time of the Aveira. When Ben Gurion came to visit the Chazon Ish, they tumbled over everything, certainly something like that. So they tumbled about giving Ben Gurion food to eat. He's not going to make a bracha. I'll give him something to eat, he's not going to make a bracha. So the Chazon Ish said to rely on this, to put it on the table before he comes. So you're not giving it to him b'shas aveira. So they said, well, what about the tea? You know, the tea's supposed to be hot. So they said, put it on the table ahead of time also, so it won't be hot. So that's what they did. They put it ahead of time. It shouldn't be b'shas aveira. That's how they did it. So, what? Who's bracha? Ben Gurion didn't make a bracha. You should be might see him. That'd be interesting. We might see him. Okay. Believe me, Ben Gurion knew how to make a bracha. It wasn't a problem knowing how. You know, like it's, anyway, Shalei B'Shas Aveira, that's the heter, and it comes up very, very often, shilas that come up, of suppliers. I have sometimes somebody tells me he's a supplier and he's going to supply things. He has someone who manufactures tables, let's say. And he calls, he says, I need legs for the tables. I need to quickly have an order. I know if I ship it to him, he's going to do it on Shabbos. I once had it with somebody in the neighborhood that makes belt buckles. So he had an Israeli fellow owns a company, they make belts. So the guy called him, he says, I need belt buckles, quick. You know, I have a big order, send it. So it's Thursday night, the guy's going to make it Friday, ship it on Friday. He knows he's going to put it together on Shabbos. So he asked me if it's mutter, it's awesome. So I asked him, could you get it somewhere else? If you don't give it to him, we'll get it somewhere else. And she'll get it somewhere else.
So,
but see, the mail, is somebody going to do an aveira with it? It's not no certainty anybody's going to do an aveira. If it's a Jewish letter carrier, okay. It could be such a thing.
It's
Messiah, yeah. The same thing, but their guy could buy it. He didn't buy it, too. Okay. All right. So all these shows are the same thing. All the selling of all these items has to come on to this rule. Like I said, all these achrayim hold if it's shaloi b'shas aveira, then it's mutter. Now the shach holds is no listen to say yeah anyway by a mummer. It's only the Magen Avraham based on this one Rashi who has a problem, and this is sort of the pshar of the achrayim. That if it's shalei b'shas aveira, there's a heter. That is only b'shas aveira. That's the pshara, the halacha l'maaseh. At least the Rav Pav used to do. I know I was once at a conference for lawyers. They had a bunch of number of speakers, and I spoke together with someone else about dinei ribis. Most law contracts have a clause for ribis. Almost every major contract, if there's non-payment, it accrues interest over time. So the question is, if you're dealing with Fry Yidden and then you're drawing up a contract for them, and what heter do you have? So I spoke to him with Rav Silberberg, who's a big expert in ribis. So I remember he got up there and he spoke, and he says, if you guys are drawing up a contract, and you say you're the only lawyer in the world that could do this, and no one else could do it, then you're in big trouble. Because then it's Lifnei Iver. If no one else could do it. So it's Lifnei Iver, and it's a problem. You have no right to do it. Now, if anybody could do it, you're just one lawyer of many. So it's the shayla misayaya. So you have the heter. It's misayaya shalei b'shas aveira, and it's a mummer. And then you have this heter. So that's the aside of the heter is really that it's shalei b'shas aveira. Okay, good Shabbos.